Welcome to the Money Barista Podcast in the virtual cafe where coffee meets money. This is your host, Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and together with Kim White, we bring you weekly episodes to talk about the beans in your business. How would you like to be in control of your business finances? Step inside the virtual cafe with us for these combos where we share our experience with you. So what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go. It's coffee time. Welcome back to the virtual cafe, Kim.
Hey, Kerry.
So, Kim, let's dive straight in because we have a decision to make. We're in the virtual cafe. We need to order our coffee. So, Kim, decisions need to be made. And coffee sounds simple, really, when you think about it. So we're gonna dive into this. But first, we need to order our coffee. So, Kim, what are you having?
I'm going to have my old faithful, Kerry. I'm going to have coffee with some ginger in it and a little bit of oat milk.
Oh, coffee and ginger and oat milk. I thought you were going to go for the mochaccino or the straight mocha. Like, okay, ginger. Okay, done. Oh, wait, what am I going to have, Kim?
No, Kerry, what do you want today?
Oh, decisions. I might have a little fatigue over this one. Let's think. You know what? I really can't go past my skinny latte, Kim. It is my absolute go-to. And really, that's an easy decision to make. Like, you get up in the morning, whether you're making a coffee at home or you're heading into a local cafe, you can make those decisions really quickly. But Kim, sometimes when it comes to other heavier topics, it's a little bit overwhelming, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely, Kerry, especially when you don't like something or you don't understand something.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I have this, Kim. I have this in my life, and I'm sure we all do. And I want everyone to know we all get decision fatigue and we all get overwhelmed. And we all have things that are not our favorite thing. A lot of the times that can be your business finances. For me, Kim, it's the words. I speak about this all the time. People are, you guys, I'm so sorry. You're so sick of me talking about the goddamn words. I get it. But it is like I sit there and I go, oh, which way do I put this sentence? Oh, do I start with it? Like, oh, no. And then I'll type it out and then I'll flip it on its head and flip it back again. No, wait, hang on. Oh, I need to put a punctuation, spelling, all the things, decision fatigue plus over here for me, Kim.
Kerry, I think it's so funny because you just described what a lot of people feel about numbers. Is, oh my goodness, is this the right number? Is that the right number? Am I supposed to put it in that spreadsheet spot? Am I supposed to put it on that expense? What am I supposed to do with the numbers, Kerry?
The list goes on, doesn't it, Kim? Like, you know, when you think about sitting down and working on your business finances, that in itself, we need to make that decision first. When are we going to do it? Where are we going to do it? What day? What time? Am I going to get interrupted? Do I need to race out the door to pick up the kids from school? Or is there something else going on in life or in business? Oh, wait, I've got a meeting in half an hour. I can't start it now. All those things come into play from just making the decision to actually go and do it, let alone doing it itself.
So, Kerry, I think this is just our life in our modern times of we do have choices. We can make less decisions. Like, we can set ourselves up for that. But honestly, Kerry, I think where the decisions are fire hosing us every single day.
Yes, I agree. Have you ever looked at your bank account or credit card statement and found charges you forgot to cancel? Do you have a sinking feeling that you are spending money on things you no longer use? I'm Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and I share a free tool that has saved users over $116,000. If you want to get in control of your recurring payments, then the Money Barista Savings Tool is the free step for you. I host a live tour of the savings tool every quarter. It's completely free for you to attend and get this amazing tool. Let me show you how this tool can save you money and help you track your progress. Head over to kerryzarb.com/savings to register for the next live tour. And while you're there, grab your free and private copy of the Money Barista Savings Tool so that you can get started on saving money today. Yeah, Kim, can I share a little discovery that I made just in the last week, in fact, and it wasn't part of, wasn't supposed to come into the episode, but I feel I need to share it. So I have spreadsheets in multiple places that I work on, even for clients' business finances. And one of the discoveries I made was how easy a Google Sheet is to use on your phone. Now, the reason I bring this up is because going back to when and where and all the things, sometimes we have the ability to do little pieces on the fly. Because, for example, you know, we're here in the virtual cafe, you might be standing in the queue to grab your coffee at your local cafe. And if you have your finances on a spreadsheet in something like Google Drive, you can actually open it and type in some expenses while you're standing in a queue. Like, there's tiny little things that we can do as we're running at a fast pace to help ourselves. And Kim, I was absolutely amazed. I've done it before, but I probably didn't have that moment of appreciation of just how easy it was compared to waiting for it all to build up and doing it when you've nominated that day and time. There are little things with this day and age of technology and smartphones and having all of this stuff at our fingertips. I just remember that moment, Kim, where I'm like, oh man, that was pretty quick. That was pretty easy. And I was even able to, this is the craziest thing, I was actually able to screenshot it and send it to my client. Like, it was that awesome. It continues to amaze me, Kim.
I'm amazed by you, Carrie, because if I have any kind of distraction, I'm going to tell you that a spreadsheet would not be pretty.
Well, and that was another discovery that I made, Kim, is how it actually displays on your phone versus what you see on your desktop. I had something highlighted in yellow, and for some reason the text went white. You couldn't even see what it was. I'm like, what idiot did that? Who put yellow highlight around this thing that nobody can see? I'm like, did not know it showed like that on the phone. There's something new. Okay. Note to self.
That's too funny, Carrie. Maybe that's the difference though, Carrie. Maybe that's the, you know, words can fly out if we're going down the road for some people, and numbers can be handled on the road for some people. And then there's other people like me, Carrie, that need to do neither while we're on the road. Like,
well, and that's the thing too, Kim. We need to speak to that for a second, because it's not going to suit everybody. And I've talked about this a lot, is finding the right tool for you. So part of the decision fatigue is having the right systems in place that are going to work for you, because it's going to take away some of that pain. It's going to take away some of that decision fatigue by having the right tool in your pocket, maybe not physically, and maybe it's not for everyone, and definitely not while you're driving. Let me say that out loud. But definitely having the right tool, just everything, all these little decisions that we can make can actually make it lighter and maybe even a little bit more enjoyable, Kim.
I love that, Carrie. Carrie, I want to like just add in this little tidbit too, though. Knowing what your abilities or not are, I'm going to say that, and having that already set up, like you're saying, has helped me tremendously. And I'm not deciding when or where I'm doing it, because that's already decided ahead of time. So I'm not wasting those decisions for what I need to work on. But, you know, it's kind of like dinner, Carrie. You know, if I know ahead of time what I'm going to have for dinner, it's so much easier to just go grab it and start putting it together than when I wait to, I look in the refrigerator, I look in the pantry, and then I look in, you know, all the places, and I'm like, oh, well, this kind of sounds good. Do we have all the ingredients? Do we have that? And I feel like that really does compare to what you're talking about. If I know ahead of time and I have all my things gathered up, all my ingredients, then I'm able to like make the decisions on the digits, as you call them, instead of all the things, Gary.
You are spot on, because what is the recipe for our business finances? What are all those pieces that we bring together, including the ingredients? But the recipe itself is key, because then you can actually just jump in, work on the business finances, and that little pressure of getting started on every session potentially is sometimes the biggest hurdle and roadblock that we need to overcome. And taking away that decision, like you said, Kim, you know, for me, I do the same for meals. I think in the morning, what am I going to have tonight? Or I'll think the day before, what am I having tomorrow night and the next night? Like, that's what we do in life. So we can actually adopt those same principles when it comes to these damn digits.
I love it, Carrie. You have taught me many, many things.
Okay, so did we answer the question, Kim? I'm actually not sure if we just kind of talked too much about coffee and we've gone into dinner and all the things. Did we actually kind of answer the question today?
I think we did, Carrie. I think it's recapping what you said. Recapping is decision fatigue is real. That is for sure. Knowing where you're going to do your digits and knowing like what time or when, what day, whatever that is, that helps with decision fatigue. And having all your ingredients for your digits recipe is part of not having to make all those decisions last minute. That all was you, Carrie Zarb. You helped us learn how to do that.
Well, and I've got one more, Kim, just for a little repeat, because I'm sure we've spoken about this in a recent episode, is the digital shoebox. Because if you think about your recipe, your ingredients, and taking away that decision fatigue, and again, back to little systems and processes, what works for you, one of the ones that may help you is having a digital shoebox. So putting everything in the right place so that you don't have to go looking for it later, and having those things at your fingertips. Because Kim, I don't know about you, but I've done this a bazillion times in the past. When I've gone to work on my business finances, I have to run around the house and look for paperwork, or even go diving into my computer or my phone, or, you know, little receipt piles that we have in different places. Oh man, it's just too freaking hard. Like I'm already exhausted before I've even started. Whereas having a digital shoebox and having everything in one place can take away, again, some heavy, some stress, some overwhelm, and that little bit of exhaustion that we can feel pretty quickly if we've got access to something like that. So there's that too, Kim.
Carrie, I've been using my digital shoebox and I'm pretty proud. It's like so much easier than what I was doing. So much easier.
I love it. Well, Kim, I think we're going to keep that pretty simple today and not overwhelm anybody with more decisions and more to talk about this. So that's pretty much a wrap, Kim.
I'm excited, Carrie. Thank you for all you do. And I'm going to take my coffee and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Kim. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining us in the Virtual Cafe studio for this convo about business finances. This production is brought to you by the Money Barista, Carrie Zarb. You can follow the show to be notified of future episodes. And if you're enjoying this podcast, we encourage you to leave a rating or personal review. Until next time, happy biz beans to you. No beans were harmed during the production of this podcast. Information contained in this podcast should be taken as general advice only, and your personal circumstances have not been taken into account. It is recommended that you seek financial advice from a professional who is licensed to do so. If you choose to act upon the general advice shared, you do so at your own risk.